Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I had this opportunity to meet with a new client, and their main goal was they wanted to increase their social media presence. So I got to meet with them face-to-face along with their social media team. And the look on their face was puzzling because I started talking about their website and their email marketing, and it just didn't make a lot of sense to them. So what I want to talk today about is five myths about online marketing that need to be busted. Now, during this conversation, we started talking about their website and the fact that social media and their email is there to drive traffic back to their website so they can measure it and do things. And they tried to explain to me they had it down to a science. They would send out one email to their entire list every Thursday because they were told that Thursday is the best day for open rates. Well, yeah, it can be, but consumers actually, if they're trying to do something over the weekend, have a much better open rate on Friday nights or Friday afternoons. So it really depends on who you're speaking to and who the audience is. And then I told them their 8-page emails, which they've been sending out on Thursdays, needed to be broken into 3 targeted emails. And then they came back and said, well, I heard that, you know, mailing too frequently would cost us our list. They would kill it and people would unsubscribe. And I went, great. I said, that's what you want. You want people to unsubscribe. I personally would rather you had a list of 100 people with 15 buyers than a list of 10,000 people with 15 buyers. And the reason isn't because a smaller list is easier to maintain and update. And, you know, the bottom line, all you really care about is how many buyers you're getting, right? Not how many people. This isn't a competition. But people tend to get these little factoids in their heads and they stick with it and they keep going with it. But there's a lot of myths and misinformation out there that people tend to take as biblically sound, right? It's like, this is the way it's supposed to be. But every business and every circumstance and every audience is different. And yours is too. So you need to have a holistic approach based on what it is that you're trying to accomplish and who your audience is. Now, let me start off by saying that 86.9% of all statistics are made up to benefit the statistician, and 63.2% are made up on the spot. Get my point? Anybody can make up any statistic if they want to prove a point. You can do that. But ultimately, it boils down to what's really happening. Let's look at the bigger picture. So here are the 5 things that I want to talk about. The first one is websites are dead. Are they? Well, the first question I'm going to ask you, have you asked Google this lately? By the way, they make a lot of money on a search engine to get people to websites. And they sell a lot of ads to those websites. And they have Google Business and Google Analytics all around websites. Last year in 2008, even though a lot of people are starting to leave websites because they think social media is the way of the future and this is all we need, we don't need a website. Well, guess what? Domain registrations went up 3.5% last year. So people were leaving, but there still was an increase in the number of names registered. And over 50% of those are .coms. There's a ton of other names out there. There's .me, there's .live, there's .whatever. But .com is still the prevalent thing that's out there. Everybody knows it. Everybody likes it. Everybody trusts it. And they understand it. The second myth is that mobile is overtaking the world. And also that mobile ready equals mobile responsive. That is not necessarily true. Responsive means that the website server modifies the content based on the device, which means that if you have a wide page, it'll shrink it down and make it look okay, but it's not readjusting all of your content. A true mobile-friendly website actually readjusts all the content on that website and puts it in a column and puts it in one row. That's the difference between responsive and mobile-ready. Now, 50% of traffic is mobile. And you should design for both of those. You should make sure that the content that's most important to your audience shows up well at the top of the page on a mobile platform as well as shows up on your desktop. Who's looking at your website really depends on your audience. So in the case of certain medical companies that I work with for analytics, we notice that people that tend to have desk jobs use desktop computers. People that tend to be out in the field moving around tend to use mobile. So the question becomes, if you can look at your analytics and determine where is the audience, you can design and maintain exactly the kind of website that they want. The next one is social media is going to replace the need for email and websites. Okay, I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends because of political things that have been blocked lately. Here's the deal. Social media drives traffic to websites. But if you try to build a business solely on playing on other people's platforms that you don't own, you could find yourself really upset and really broke really quick. All right? The bottom line is you don't own it, and more importantly, you do not control what people see. On your own website, you can change the content, you can drive people to specific pages with specific answers. On social media, they show what is going to get them the most money through ads. That's it. Pretty simple. The next one is video is going to take over the internet. I had somebody send me something that said, this company is really pushy, but they want me to do this video business card. And it's like, okay. Well, you know, it really depends. Video is popular. But what you want to do is create scroll-stopping content. So the quality counts. So if you have a really good quality video versus a bad image, it might help. If you have a really good image over a bad quality video, not so much. The other thing is there is this death to the talking head. Everybody starts seeing talking heads and say, scroll past. Because you know they're there to talk about themselves and pitch something. So if you're gonna do video, put up something that is moving but still looks like an image. The other thing about it too is people buy more to emotion. So an image that sparks more emotion is going to be much more effective than a motion image with no emotion. The last one is the money is in the list and that bigger is better. And that goes back to what I was talking about before. Are you in the business of collecting names or are you in the business of communicating with your target audience? 56% of all traffic on the internet is spam. That includes email and everything else. And the bottom line is there are a lot of spoofed emails out there and fake emails. The ultimate thing that you can do is have a very targeted list that you respond to with very targeted messages. The more targeted you can make that, the smaller your list needs to be. So those are the five myths. Number one, websites are not dead. Number two, mobile is not necessarily the only game. Three, social media is not going to kill websites. Four, video may take over the internet, but not quite yet. And five, the money is in the list, but only if it's targeted to your audience. So hopefully you found this interesting. If you'd like to learn more about these kind of techniques, go to perfectsalesstrategy.com. There's where I can show you how to use certain tools to communicate with your perfect audience the perfect message that gets the response you want.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.